Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Palma Yacht Crew Blogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I am your host. And today we are joined all the way from Israel by the lovely Sophie Avnilov, correct?
Hello. Yes.
We had to practice that a little bit off air because, of course, I didn't actually have the pronunciation correct, but we've got it now.
Sophie Avnilov. Yes.
There we go. Well, now the reason you are on here today is you are representing the Israeli Marine Innovation Association. And as of April 17th, they launched a brand new campaign. And this campaign is called hashtag Yellow for Sailing. Now, there is a big story behind this hashtag Yellow for Sailing. It's not just the color yellow. And as you can see, I'm wearing yellow today for that specific purpose.
Hello with me.
But can you explain what hashtag yellow for sailing is? What is the significance of yellow?
The yellow flag, the Q flag, is actually a flag that symbolizes that my ship is healthy and I'm ready for inspection. Okay, this is the yellow flag in the International Maritime Signal Codes. Okay, and so that's the yellow in the yellow for sailing. Now, what happened? Like, how did we get to this this campaign, this challenge? I don't even know if to call it a campaign. It's like a viral social media challenge now to raise a yellow flag or raise some yellow, wave some yellow back. And we had a discussion inside MIA, which is the Israeli Marine Innovation Association. And we talked about the coronavirus, the status, what's happening in the maritime industry, how we're going to get out of it. Is the maritime industry gonna go out of this crisis before the aviation industry? And and then it all came up because the maritime industry is an experienced industry, travel and trade industry, and maybe the most ancient one. And it had dealt with pandemics and plagues before. And that's why we have the Q flag, basically, because they know how to deal with that. The industry is familiar with that and knows how to deal with that in comparison to the aviation industry, for example. And then some things started clicking with the Q representing quarantine, which is actually comes from Italian. Something like 40 giorni, something like that. If someone knows Italian, I'm probably mispronouncing it, but it means 40 days. So the ships were supposed to, if you were a ship that was suspected to have a contagious disease, you were supposed to be isolated for 40 days. That's what they believed that it would take to get rid of the disease, the contagious disease. So that's where it came from. And the interesting part was that the yellow flag originally was to mark a disease. It was to mark that this ship or this house or those people should be isolated. And over the years, already centuries, right, it flipped the meaning, and now it means the opposite. Now it means my ship is healthy, I'm ready for inspection, I request entry to the port. So everything made sense with the quarantine that we're experiencing right now and the Q flag and everything, and it clicked. And and the CEO of the association started with sending a photo with a towel in front of at his balcony where you can see the sea, like raising a yellow flag saying, I'm going to sail again, you know? And then it became like WhatsApp groups. Then we had some ICOMIA officials sending us photos with something yellow that they're holding. And we said, why not? Let's go online. And
so it's become more of something, sort of a message of hope, really. You know, we're talking about the color yellow. We're talking about people that love the maritime industry, to people that love sailing. And you're utilizing this as, and I mean, the color yellow as well is actually very bright and cheerful. So it's more a message of hope. And we are going to come out the other side, and we are going to all be fine. And things are going to go back, maybe even better than they were before.
Yeah, yeah, it's exactly that. We just want to send a message of hope, just like you said. Something, there's so much negativity right now, so much fear, so much anxiety, uncertainty, and you need positivity in these kind of moments. And inside the industry and inside the community of sailing and boating, we want to cheer people up. We're going to say, you know, things are going to come back to normal. We don't know how much time it's going to take. My guess is that the boating industry will come back sooner than the aviation industry, but that's my guess. Okay.
Well, it's interesting that you say that, you know, and you're exactly right. I mean, the maritime industry has been affected by pandemics over, you know, the history of the maritime industry. And they have bounced back every time. They've come back stronger. They've come back better. They've come back more educated, honestly, and changed the way they've done business and thrived as a result. So there is no reason that we won't be able to come out of this exactly the same way, a stronger, more connected industry, just doing better things together.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. That's why I also want not only, you know, the industry leaders to participate in this challenge. I want everyone who loves the sea, everyone who loves sailing, everyone who loves the beach, everyone who's a skipper, who's a boater, who has a yacht, everyone, fishermen too, you know, just like connect. Let's unite. Let's say we love sailing. We want to come back. We believe in a better future. Send positive vibes to the world, you know, and from both sides of this industry, because this industry, at the end of the day, even like the professionals, are sailors themselves most of the time. You know, they all come back, all come from a background of sailing. So this is a whole one people industry kind of way.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm encouraging anyone who shares this passion for the sea to wave some yellow back, and if you have a flag, even better. If you're, some people are at sea right now, you know, so raise your yellow flags for hope, for optimism. I'm gonna sail back again.
Brilliant. Well, you know what? I'm really interested about the Israeli Marine Innovation Association that has started this, because in doing some of my research, they're a very large champion of the environment as well, which is quite exciting for, you know, those in the industry completely straight across the board. We see huge strides being made in the industry towards, you know, making things better for the environment, being able to live our best lives while being kinder to the environment. And that is one thing that struck me about this association. Can you tell us sort of their goals and where they're heading with this?
We're looking to educate, okay, to be a source of information, you know, best practices for sustainable behavior, even among boaters, first of all, okay? Marinas also have their way to go in there. And promoting people, like I told you, it's not that anything is official yet, but seeking those companies that provide a sustainable solution, a green solution, smart solution, okay, that will live along with the marine industry and the maritime industry. It doesn't have to be the old way. That is the way. So even if it's through publishing best practices or creating communities around that, creating this didn't happen yet, but creating events around that, okay, things that would educate the public, would educate the boaters to behave in a more sustainable way, and also to find the engineers, the people who are in charge of the infrastructure, right? Who make sustainable products.
Yeah.
So that's the activity.
Well, it's, you know, I mean, it looks really interesting, and I would encourage many people. Now, this is one organization underneath an umbrella as well. So, you know, this isn't just, you know, a one-off. It's just not just Israeli. It is, you know, worldwide. There's many organizations that are working together. And I would encourage, and we're going to make sure to provide the link for the Israeli Foundation, Marine Innovation Association. Sorry. Sometimes I have, my mouth is moving faster than my brain. But we'll provide all of the links down below the interview, as well as the hashtag Yellow for Sailing. And I really do encourage everyone straight across the face of the planet to get yourselves a little something yellow, whether it be the flag or whether it be, as I have done, search my daughter's wardrobe for anything yellow because I had nothing. And your pillow.
Pillow.
But put it out there. Exactly. Put it out there. Hashtag yellow for sailing. Let's get some positivity going on around the world and let's get excited about the future. Let's get excited not only about the fact that we're all going to be out on the water soon, but as well, we're going to be kinder to the environment and we're going to come together stronger and just be a better industry straight across the board.
Yes.
Well, I really want to say thank you, Sophia, for your time today. Once again, it's been Sophia from the Israeli Marine Innovation Association right here. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Anne.
You've been watching another edition of Palma Yacht Crew Blogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Ria. I have been your host. Please tune in again the next time.